Blog Talk Radio.
Just like me, I made it to the fall.
wretched and the meek. We gather up our hearts and go. A thousand kisses deep. The ponies run. The girls are young. The odds are there to be.
Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to The Art of Seduction. Wow, what a long intro that was. I didn't have the heart to cut it off. You know, it's such a great song, you know. Leonard Cohen was quite a force for the poetry world, as well as the musical world, I guess. You know, so many were turned into songs, and he did a wonderful job in his lifetime. So that was all right by me. And hello, Laurent, and hello, Naomi. Welcome aboard.
Hello.
Yes. Bonsoir, yes. Tout le monde. Good evening.
Bonsoir. Good evening. Vous êtes en forme,
well.
Monsieur Laurent, ce soir.
Careful, careful. You know, we got some non-French speakers, so we have to pay attention to them.
Oh, I'm sure Phil understands.
No,
she gets the meaning.
He didn't understand. I just said he seemed to be what's en forme in English? In good shape tonight and. Yeah, whatever, you know, and then
Well, yes, I won at cards. When you win at cards, you always feel good, especially with the right partner.
Oh.
Anyway, enough confusion for me for one night. A whole lot of poetry on the board. A whole lot of poetry on the board. I know Naomi gave us a gift of, like, I don't know, 9 pieces, I think, last in the last show.
Yeah.
And,
I thought you were making a joke that I had entered 9 poems.
No. So I have 9 for you. I think I have 18 from my contest. So that puts us somewhere up around 27. And then Laurent added one, so that makes us about 28. So it's definitely a full board. And what I figure is, just in ahead of time, I'll say something. By some chance, your piece does not get read tonight. It will either be carried over to Friday night or Saturday night. We're going to do a show to catch up on all of our carryovers for the week. So just so everybody's aware, and we're going to do our best to get as many as we can done. We're going to try our best to get as many done as we can. But if not, you know, we'll shift them over to Friday night, because open poetry night is a good night. And Saturday is a nice night to throw a show up and let everybody know that they're appreciated. Okay. So how goes it, Naomi, and how goes it, Laurent? What's new in the world?
I'm doing pretty good. Yeah. It's melting out. My gracious, today it melted. It was below zero here. It's like, woo-hoo-hoo! You know? Well, it's not too fun for the ice rinks and everything because, I mean, they're all, you know, all sloshy again and they're going to have to redo them. But I mean, you know, everything was melting. I mean, you know, my patio, I can see the wood on my patio, my back patio. My front entry was, you know, all melted off. So, yeah, my cat was happy.
Yeah, I bet.
Go outside.
We're still dealing with the leftover snow from the last weekend it was, pretty much. Last Friday.
We still have the snow down, I mean, but it was melting, so that was like, woo-hoo!
I opened the doors and my grandson could walk to the bus this morning, and there was so much mist out there because, you know, it was just, it was awful. I couldn't even see the end of the street. That's how bad it was.
Oh,
the fog was just incredible. So I said, well, I guess the snow's on its way out. But it's supposed to rain in the morning, start around 6 a.m., so I guess we'll see where that goes. Laurent says it's going to freeze, and I'm saying, oh, well, I hope it doesn't. But
you take a look at the weather map, half the country is about to get crapped on.
Yeah, wow. There goes the pessimist. Yeah, I know.
It's not about that. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, we know it went last.
Right? You never know when it'll, you know, happen again. Anyway, I guess we won't talk about that anymore. Okay, Naomi, I'm going to let you start it off tonight because I'm going to start with your carryovers. And,
Did you see Luke J.R.'s message there, Phil? He's got very limited time because his niece is sick. Sorry to butt in.
Did he drop a piece?
I don't know. He just said that he had to leave fairly quickly because his niece was sick, so I didn't want to acknowledge that.
I guess I'll have to go over there and find it.
Hey, Frank, where are you? God love you. Getting hit hard. You in Illinois? Ohio? Texas? Where are you?
Okay, here we go. Okay, Laurent, I'm going to put this one up for you to read.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This is called Bus. Closed, leaning towards the front rear window of a widow. Her headlights are on while the night sky creeps by. Yellow paint with black lines. A widow refined while the two puckered lips continue to be denied. No wheels to hold this form together. It's become old and broody. There's no telling what the face wants when the widow is often moody. A change in pace on this sacred face is a personality. While eluded, there's no two-faced part to play in the role of a man who is often choosy. Brightness often disguises the smile that's dented on the rear mirror. While widow drifts away and the man starts to become near, there's no telling what the face wants, and the fangs are often pointed. Eyes closed, body aroused, the shaking of a vibrating sensation. Low on fuel, the wheels are hidden under the frame of a nation. While the mood starts to swing like a dying pendulum, a hypnotic buzz from the hornets within as the honey runs thicker and lips come closer as the bus passes by quicker. A change in pace on this now burnt face is a personality concluded. With notes taken for every step they must take is closer to the cross. Crossway roads, under and over. It's an envelope sealed by dry lips. Yet the wetness flows from within the vessel, holding a wilted rose. No wonder there's no lover on this bus that is often named a bus, where the kissing takes place and the lights are forever in your face. Eyes closed, body asleep, body awake. There's something crawling up her spine. It's a widow of wonder that has her mind tangled in thunder. A thunderous blow from the lips of another, and just like water, it reflects the two-faced midnight lover. End poem. Well, that is an interesting piece. Naomi, since you're the first caller, the only caller, please start.
Yeah. Yes, some really interesting lines in here, like a mix of the widow spider with, you know, with the lover, the widow of wonder. yeah, I really was, you know, he has the line, a hypnotic buzz from the hornets within as the honey runs thicker. And the lips come closer as the bus passes by quicker. There's awesome rhythm in this piece and flow. I love those lines there, and the way the shaking of a vibration of the bus, and you know compared to the you know the eyes and the clothes, the body aroused. Just going along on the bus, he just brought out that feeling so well. And then, you know, the crossways rose under and over and enveloping and sealing with dry lips. There's that metaphor there, the crossway rose over, under and over. It's a great, great way to, you know, you can, a metaphor for bodies there. Yeah, this is just a great written piece all through. Bravo, Luke J.R. It's the first time I read him, by the way, and I'll be looking forward to reading more from him.
Outstanding comment, Naomi. It took me a minute to realize that this is all happening on a bus, despite the title. You know, bus for a kiss, bus. I like what he says in the second stanza. For instance, a change in face on this sacred face is a personality. While eluded, there's no two-faced part to play in the role of a man who is often choosy. Brightness often disguises the smile that's dented on the rear mirror, while a widow drifts away and a man starts to become near. The idea of two strangers on a bus attracted to each other, saying virtually nothing, but engaging in that burning kiss is equivalent, I guess, to the way people meet when they're on vacation, if they're single, whether it's a bus or a plane or a ship, or perhaps they're eating alone in a restaurant. Sometimes that, I don't know you, but I appeal to you, you appeal to me, you know, a chance encounter that doesn't need to go any further. I thought it was very well done. How about you, Jean?
Well, I thought it was a great piece. I really did. I thought it was a great story, well told. I thought it was well written and well expressed, you know, and I liked it. I really did. I think you did an excellent job with it. It was a great take on the Art of Seduction, you know, the Wednesday night shows. I mean, really just nicely done. So thanks for sharing with us, Luke. And we have Pam with us, by the way. Pam, did you happen to hear that piece?
I unfortunately did not. Sorry about that.
Okay. It's okay. I just thought I would ask. I figured I'd give you the option or the opportunity if you had that comes in handy. Yes. So nice piece. Let me see. Now, the next piece I have, I'm going to take over here and put it down for Naomi to read. And here we go.
Okay, by Poetic Picasso. Echoes drip off the cliff. Is that it? Yeah?
No.
Yeah?
Poetic Creation. Poetic Creation.
Oh, yeah, I know that. Sorry, I did a mix-up. Poetic Creations. Echoes drip off the cliffs of Nascent, where others would walk, she climbs high as ice melts under her boots during every ascent. Flows of water stained white with minerals, yet bare skin shines, tinted a slight pink, flush from the push. A powerful drug that pushes her over the edge, that sharp edge of wet ecstasy. She cries out for succor at the heavenly cliffs of Nascent before the fall of all that once was. Dark is this night, like my darkest fantasy, where I hear the crows cawing for the taken. Silk and lace, it's tame compared to her lips, maroon, red, and wet, purple are her knees, but tight are those thighs, giggles during the fight, we succumb to madness, a lust-driven connection, perpetuated by the river that strangles the roots of this old sullen hard oak reaching for more than sky. End poem.
And nicely read, I must say. This is a great piece. Heavy use of metaphors by Poetic Creations. Where others would walk, she climbs high. Flows still giant pools of water stained white with minerals. She cries out for succor at the heavenly cliffs of Nascent before the fall of all that once was. Strikes me as a pre-orgasmic moment, well conveyed. He speaks about his darkest fantasy. He speaks about silk and lace. It's tame. Compared to her lips. Then at the end he says, perpetuated by the river that strangles the roots of this old sullen hard oak, reaching for more than the sky. I imagine the old sullen hard oak is the main character in this poem, the narrator, if you will. And I like the way he handled that. The description was very, very nice. So, congrats, Poetic. Naomi, your comment?
Did you say me?
Yes, Naomi.
Okay. This is, like you said, it's so rich with metaphors all throughout. Just a clever use of words. And a very, very brilliant write. From reading this, all there's lots of metaphors throughout. I can just picture parts of this. Purple are her knees. she's kneeling there doing something, and but it's so eloquently written that it doesn't drift into the overly smut and whatever, but it still leaves these images in your mind, well, at least in my mind. But, this was very well written by Poetic Creation, so bravo.
Thank you so much, Naomi. And Pam, a brief comment?
Yes, just absolutely wonderful use of imagery and metaphors. I really like the stanza that starts out with, she cries out for succor, and silk and lace is tame compared to her lips. So just an excellent central rite and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Back to you, Jane. Mademoiselle, il faut parler en anglais. Vous êtes en mute.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Anyway, I thought it was a great piece, poetic creation. I thought it was wonderfully penned. Great metaphors and imagery throughout. I have to agree with everybody. Everybody kind of nailed it. Nicely expressed and very sensual piece. Enjoyed it. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay, Pam, I'm coming to you. I didn't pre-read this, Pam, so don't just X out that conversation from earlier because I have no idea.
Okay. All right. Oh, my goodness. All right, here we go. This is Intoxicated Bliss by Talia R., and it goes like this. Dancing to your rhythm under the shower captivated all my senses. This is more than shower me with love. You cleanse me from head to toe. My body was your playground, and all the rides were magnificent. Everything you did blew my mind. I could not perceive all you did, but it was good. My cognitive senses were all over the place. I was totally transformed into another world. How did I get here? I tried to fathom and asked myself. Then you took my hand and we danced. It was fun. Then it became dirty. So, so dirty, I screamed in ecstasy. And you synchronized the scene and took me on a high. Then you sang to me, freak me, baby. Give me your red light special all through the night. I drank your wine and you sipped mine. This was too good to be true. Did we do some kiki before we get here? I feel so high. I believe I touch the sky. I have never felt this intense passion before. Feed me, baby. Take me home. Safely home in your wonderful arms. Doing all the beautiful things you did and more. This requires the honeymoon stage. I can't wait for you to say the date. Me amore. My love and poem. Wow, I think Frank should have been on here to read that one.
I think you did just fine.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
All right. Let me see. We started with Naomi a couple of times. So, Pam, let me start with a reader. Why don't you give us your comment?
Sure, absolutely. Well, I just thought this had a wonderful sense of a balance of intensity and playfulness. You just really get the whole idea of somebody like singing to someone right in the middle of lovemaking or right in the middle of being intimate. And it's such a playful moment. But on the other hand, there's that whole idea of being so enraptured with the moment that your cognitive senses go all over the place. And I really thought that was a great way to describe what it's like to be caught up in the passion between two people. So really just a wonderful write and very well done.
Well, thank you, Pam. I appreciate what you said about the cognitive senses. It's funny how, whether by instinct or any other means, the urge to procreate is so strong in people, every bit as strong as it is in animals. Otherwise, no species would survive, really. And when the poet says, my body was your playground, and all the rides were magnificent. I was totally transformed to another world. How did I get here? she's acknowledging the pull, the beginnings of what it takes to make love to another person, certainly. But then she at least acknowledges the puritanical that is in so many Americans. You took my hand and we danced. It was fun. Then it became dirty, so dirty. And it almost seems as if the dirtier it gets, quote unquote, that's the moment when you scream in ecstasy and the scene becomes synchronized towards a purpose, which is achieved, obviously. So I like the way she had the underlying messages in there, all in proper structure, and still gave us something that was sensuous, emotive, and stimulating, shall I say. All right, Naomi, your comment.
I want to know what Kiki is. Is that an expression? Well, I can guess from the right what I can guess from the right what I think it is, but I was just wondering if that was a real word, like in Spanish or in some language, or just, you know, a fun word for love making there.
No, Kiki would be something you sniff, I think.
Something we sniff?
Yeah, white powder, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Did we do some Kiki before we get here? Okay. Well, this is laid out like a kind of like a story, I found. You know, she comes from the beginning, like under the shower, captivating all my senses, and then she sensually takes us on this ride here to the end. So we're I thought it was an enthralling ride, and you know, and a captivating one, and like Pam said, it awakened all the senses in here, and great write by Talia here. Just bravo on this write, Talia.
Thank you, Naomi. And Jean, you have the floor.
Oh. Frank says it's Spanish for sex, Kiki. Oh, okay.
Anyway, I thought it was a great piece and well-written, and I enjoyed it very much. And thank you, Talia, for sharing with us, as always. I appreciate everyone who puts their poetry in for us to read. Okay, I think I'm going to read the next one. And this one's by Passion Promise, and it's called That Is Sexy. So, I'll make it big enough so I can read it, and then I can tell you what it is. Okay, here we go. That Is Sexy by Passion's Promise. Warmth of your body against the rain. Upon the hood you take me. All your movements driving me insane, leaving me breathless momentarily. Feeling the electricity from your lips, the thunder from your midsection. Gasps become sighs as your hips gyrate against me. What heated friction. Breasts become a part of hood's perfection, hair entwined in fists of pleasure. I'm lost in my own turned-on reaction as I long for fingers to tease heated treasures. Whispers of passion become an erotic chaser. In a wrestling move, I'm hauled off to our room, drenched clothes torn from skirt to blazer. Then a soft whisper, not quite yet, but soon. Now that is sexy. End poem.
Sure enough it is. The good old car. And I care what it's the hood, back seat, front seat, against the door. Doesn't matter. It's freedom. Naomi, can we start with you, please?
Yeah, this was a terrific write. She wrote to one of the prompts that I had up about just a guy flinging a girl over the car underneath the rain and just going at it. So she captured that well. I love the part where breasts become a part of Hood's perfection, hair entwined in fists of pleasure. I'm lost in my own turned on reaction as I long for figures to tease heated treasures. I thought she put a lot of, you know, of great metaphors in this, and great, it's worded very well. And the ending is good, you know, and they run off to the, she hauls off to the room with drenched clothes, torn from skirt to blazer. Then a soft whisper, not quite yet, but soon, you know. And the way she ends it with the sentence, now that is sexy. So a great, great write by Passion's Promise here.
I would agree with everything that you said, Naomi. Especially taken with whispers of passion become an erotic chaser. And that was well phrased and the absolute truth. And that hot voice whispers erotic things in your ear. It can just be a total jolt to the system. Let's see. Pam, please.
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful central write. Great rhyme and flow, and really well done all the way through. But my particular favorite lines are feeling the electricity from your lips, the thunder from your midsection, and whispers of passion become an erotic chaser in a wrestling move. I'm hauled off to our room. Just a wonderful intensity and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. Great comment. Now, Gene, you ready? Got the floor. Now you got the mic.
Can I say? Let's see. Maybe I do. Yeah, I'm here. I'm actually here this time. I thought this was a great write by Passion Summit. You know, I really enjoyed it, and I enjoyed the read as well as the tale that she told throughout. Nicely done, and I have to agree with everybody. I mean, it was just an awesome piece. So thank you so much, Passion Promise. Appreciate it. And you have a wonderful night. Let me see now. Where am I going? I don't know where I'm going. I thought I did at one point. Oh, that's where I'm going. Okay. Laurent, the next one I'm going to put up is for you. I'm going to do a little bounce around. Whenever you're ready.
This is called Our Journey by Ed Hunter. When it's late and the streets are bare, you fell into my consciousness without a scare, with uttering whispers spilling from your lips. The stars called out to the midnight's lunar eclipse. I was high in the cloudless climes, a messenger maddened with endless rhymes. Remembered November, she spoke in a slumber. The soft falling leaves, it was a gift from the trees. A spirit's presences inhabiting seductiveness. Faint sighs rising with a breeze. Pure and wild, like wolves falling into a frenzy. A rapturous spell casted with intoxicating desire. Unable to forget, our bodies were on fire. The heart has its way with sweetness and love, a never-ending journey from the skies above. End poem.
Nice read, Laurent.
Okay. Gene, can we start with you, please?
Sure. I thought this was a nicely penned piece by Ed. I haven't seen his work in a long time, so it was kind of nice to have a sampling of it tonight. Yeah, just a lovely set of thoughts in here. When it's late and the streets are bare, you fell into my consciousness without a scare. With uttering whispers spilling from your lips, the stars called out to the midnight's lunar eclipse. You know, a nice lead into this piece. And it was a great brevity, so I think he did a nice job with it all the way around. Absolutely.
I agree. And even though the poem itself, as its passion, it's the last few lines that move me the most. The heart is its way with sweetness and love, a never-ending journey from the skies above. That is, that statement is dead nuts true. Can't disagree with that. Pam, please.
I thought this was really beautiful and thoughtful, and I really liked how it's kind of like remembering. It's a past tense. There's a certain sense of sadness to it, but it's not like depressing sad. It's the kind of sensual melancholy that comes into effect when you're looking back and thinking about somebody who meant a lot to you, who and how they still speak to you through the presence of the trees, the changing of the season. I thought this had really some thoughtful lines all the way through, but I particularly like the third and fourth ones, stanzas, and I thought this was very well done.
Thank you, Pat. And Jean, that brings us to the next poem.
Okay, and Naomi, I have the next one up, and I'm going to put it up for you.
D'accord. Okay, another shower one. Okay, from here in my heart, an invitation sent in loving eyes. An invitation sent in loving eyes speaks to each hidden desire. Come join me in the shower, my sweet, precious love, to explore each other's sensuous curves, so soft at touch. A shower rains upon us, our bodies sense every need, as sweet ecstasy blends a fill of contentment, innermost desires blend as one. End poem.
Well read, Naomi.
Nice.
You know, I look at this in terms of its size. Now, if the page folded at the bottom of the image and then was given to you with your name written on the folded over front, and you opened it up, you would see that immediate invitation to come join me in the shower, because the text is perfect length. It's not too complicated. Obvious, well-phrased invitations to that sweet ecstasy. I like it a lot, and I can almost see it as a card you would give a prospective lover. Nicely done. And Pam, please.
Yeah, I really liked your observation there, Lawrence, about how if it was folded in half. So that was really cool there. I thought this was a wonderful brevity with a really nice, straightforward style. I particularly really liked how the invitation is sent with the eyes. So it's that unspoken love invitation, that idea of sense, an understanding between two lovers. And I really also liked the phrase, innermost desires blend as one. So there's that sense of mutual ecstasy received and given. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, please.
Yeah, well, I agree with both of you. You know, this would make a really spicy note to have by your bed in the morning, an invitation into the shower. And, yeah, and I agree with Pam with the eyes. The eyes are so important, you know. The eyes are the first thing that we see in somebody. And to say that they're loving eyes, well, that says a lot about the poem. So just a great write by here in my heart here. So thank you very much for sharing this.
And thank you, Naomi. And Jean.
Well, I think that Debbie did a great job with this piece. I thought it was nicely penned, sensual, nice imagery, and it was well expressed, and I really liked it. So thanks for joining in with us, Deb. It's been a long time since I read anything of yours, so that was nice. Nice treat. Let's see what we have now. Well, off to Pam. Pam's world. Just kidding.
Oh, all right.
Take your guy voice, Pam.
Take my time?
My your guy voice.
Oh, right. we'll just all have to pretend. So this is
no.
Come on, don't.
This is Eternity This Second by Adrian 41062, and it goes like this: like a monsoon, my body weeps. Your fingers glide down my spine, tongue darting on my shoulder, as if you are clearing the water for my hot skin to flourish and burn in a solar eclipse. My nails run through your hair, massaging inch by inch, nipples press against the glass as I gasp with pulsating delight, whispering, I want you, I want more. Emotions fill me with a wanton desire. Oceans start to drip, heartbeat faster. My inner thigh screams for our spirits to flow as one. You in me, me losing control of every sinew. All desires filled, writhing, wriggling to the greatest anthem ever composed. I never want to lose this moment. This second is our eternity. End poem.
And what an eternity.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. This is a great piece by Adrian, although I'm a little puzzled by the lack of a glass. It's obvious to me. I like oceans start to drip, heartbeats faster, my inner thigh screams for our spirits to flow as one. You in me. That's a nicely phrased directive, something most men could comply with, I'm sure. And Naomi, please.
Yeah, Adrian, can it be a girl's name, too? Yeah, I guess, hey, I guess it's a girl, hey, writing this. Yeah, okay, I just realized that. Yeah, I like a monsoon. The word monsoon there, the picture of it, you know, the rushing flow of the body there that weeps, and the way she uses the fingers and the nails too throughout this poem. Just amazing. It spins like visions in my head here. It's very drenched in sensuality all through this right here, and just a great write by Adrian. So just a great share for the contest with on the prompt showers. So just well done throughout.
Thank you, Naomi. Great comment. And Pam, please.
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful, passionate write. I really liked that second stanza, but also the ending, too. I never want to lose this moment. This second is our eternity. I really like how there's a real sense of passion and romance within that line. And so very well done.
Thanks, Pam. And Jean, back to you.
Okie doke. Well, I thought it was a great piece, very sensual, right? And I really enjoyed it, so thank you very much. Okay, and we have Frank on the line.
Hello.
Oh, cool. Hi, Frank.
Hello. Hello there, everyone.
Hey, Frank.
Hello there. Hello there, Laurent.
Good to have you.
Yeah,
just
I'll
in
try
time
to be.
Here.
Yeah.
Sorry.
I'll try to stay. I mean, I can only stay on for a little bit, considering with what's going on with the storm and so be it. But I thought I'd just hang out for a bit.
Okay. Well, you're just in time to hear a poem by Katie the Naughty Poet.
Oh, there we go.
There we go. Let me, accommodate my eyeballs. This is called Enticing Eyes by Katie's a Naughty Poem. poet. Sexy eyes enticed beneath the stream, hot water, hot steam, and his hot body, beckoning his kitten to follow. Exquisite droplets glide down bare flesh, moving kitten to lick her lips, as images dance of her flicking tongues on his. Kitten's gaze traveled from short dark hair to broad shoulders, tight muscles, his branch-like arms to match, trickling sight down to his perfect backside. Saliva drips from kitten's mouth, her legs almost giving out beneath her slender form. Catching fingers from the corner of her sight, she swallowed hard, spiking desire high, watching with mouth open, wide, enchanted, his hands stroking up his torso, then over his head, tempting her with lustful eyes to join him under the stream of water for some fun and games. End poem.
I'm not sure I wanted that one to end. Nicely read, Gene.
Mm-hmm.
Well, as normal, we're going to grab the first caller by the scruff of his neck and ask him to comment.
All right. I'm assuming.
You, yes. Have we lost Frank to the weather? Did it finally impact him?
Go ahead,
Frank.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah. Hi, Frank.
Right. Yeah. It's the connection going on. What's going on? I have to say, I really appreciate it. I've got someone who has been there to report.
I think we have some problems with Frank's that are connected.
Hello?
Frank, that are connected to the weather. I don't know if he wants to call back or whether we'll wait another second or two to see if he can break through, and then if he can't.
All right. Well, can you hear me?
Now I can.
Yeah.
Cool. I wish I could have. This has been going on with the weather. I'll try to speak in a way that you can hear me better. I'll just go back to listening on air. I really want to iterate pretty quickly. I thought it was a very central piece, very passionate. And as usual with her, she has a very, a beautiful creativity that I really enjoy. Raw art in the room here, But if you look at it from the sense of just admiring, the sensuality she offers here, then you can much visual each and every line, every verse. I just thought it was a very, it had its tone of eroticism, but it was a fantastic poem.
Thank you, Frank. Yeah, it is too. Enticing eyes beckoning his kitten to follow. We've all seen kittens. They become fascinated with something. They chase it, but here's a grown-up kitten. And what she sees fascinates her equally. Those broad shoulders, the tight muscles, the branch-like arms to match. Saliva drips from kitten's mouth. And, she's headed for that steamy water. No doubt. Very sultry piece. I enjoyed that. And Pam, please.
I thought this was absolutely wonderful. I really liked the playful energy in it. But what I particularly liked was it was a wonderful write all the way through, and I like how the sensuality comes through in finding pleasure just simply from watching somebody and let your imagination be taken away. I like that there's no physical touching between them. It's just simply that enjoyment of seeing somebody who's in beautiful physical form and that you're attracted to taking a shower. So I thought it was very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, your comment?
Yeah, I agree. This is a really hot, sexy, playful vibe inside of this rite that I really enjoyed. And just the and the fact that, you know, the she's called Kitten. It's as if she's his little plaything in some way there. So maybe a bit of, you know, I don't know what it's called in English, but when you have control over somebody there. So that comes out in this write, and it makes it very very hot and erotic. So just a great write. Naughty Write by Katie Naughty. Naughty Poet. So I just enjoyed this write so much.
Thank you, Naomi. And Jean, please.
Well, I liked this poem very much. I thought it was sensual. I thought it was enticing. I had to use the word twice. Just really well done. I thought it was well written. It was fun. It was playful. And I agree with you, Naomi. The use of the reference to Kitten, I thought it was kind of intriguing throughout it. It just made it a little bit more sensual. So I thought it was a great job. Absolutely. Yeah, it was a fun read, too. Fun read. Okay, Laurent, the next one is up for you.
This is called The Treasure by Masterpiece. I want to lie here in the sun under clear blue skies, next to my beauty with the ocean color eyes, basking in her love, showering her with affection, imprinting my love on her like a twilight impression, morphing into a beast of unbearable admiration. She enjoys my attention, embracing the mutation. As the waves slam the shore, our bodies get closer, trying to avoid being arrested for indecent exposure. Can't keep my eyes off her, skin smooth as silk, loving the contour of the curves and the way that she is built. Bikini on the ground, I convinced her to take it off. It's getting near the time for me to show her who's the boss. She murmurs in my ear that it's time to leave the beach. The other things she's saying has me dazed in disbelief. Thought about packing up, but at this point I just don't care. We left the scene abruptly, and everything else that was there. Before we could reach the car, we made a quick detour. I took her up on the points, and I commenced to settle the score. Stroke after stroke, I felt her place of pleasure getting wetter. Pulled her even closer so that I could give it to her better. Our bodies began to quake and tremble under the pressure. We both released a gasp and savored the moment of this treasure. In the end, I laced her good. She said she's mine. I told her to give me a kiss. It seals two souls for a moment in this time. End poem.
Nice read.
Yeah, this is a large block of text. I like it a lot. I might have enjoyed it a little bit more if it was broken up into stanzas, but that's the choice of the author. Let's lead off with Naomi, please.
Yeah, I loved how he took the prompt of the kiss that Phil put up, and you know, and made it sealed it with that prompt really in the end there, and like he tells this again as you know, as other poets did before, like in a kind of a story he's telling. And you get engrossed into that story, and you know, he just pulls you along. So just a great write here by Masterpiece, and I hope he'll be writing for us again. I saw him before, so great write here.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam, if you would.
Absolutely. I have to agree with Naomi. This is a wonderful story poem. I really liked the imagery in it. I liked morphing into a beast of unbearable adoration. She enjoys my attention, embracing, imitation. The idea of the bikini on the ground that I convinced her to take off, there's a certain fun element to that. I like the back and forth, the tease, and the interacting between the two people. So very well done.
Yeah, thank you so much, Pam. And that brings us to Jean.
Well, I like this piece. I thought it was a wonderful, sensual write. I do agree with you, Laurent. Had it been broken up, it would have been a little easier to read. I have to, you know, agree with that. But I did think it was nicely penned with great imagery and a great capture of a wonderful encounter between two people. So I think that was really, you know, excellent. Now, I can just finish typing that so I don't lose it. But yeah, so I did enjoy it. So thank you very much, Masterpiece. Sorry, Masterpiece. And I do hope you'll write for us again soon. This is the first I've read anything of yours, so it was a nice experience. Thank you very much. Pam, is that you? You're not a cow? What am I seeing? Oh my God! I have to leave this.
What about me?
What image do you have?
It is a cow. You just have to look at it closer.
Holy moly! Wow! Oh my my!
It's a cow with a nice set of knockers.
Utterly ridiculous. Anyway. Naomi, can I get you to read the next one? Oh, my God. What are we seeing? That is so amazing.
Okay, Cal, she wrote to the prom. You light me up inside like the 4th of July. Whenever you're around, I always seem to smile, and people ask me how. Well, you're the reason why. I'm dancing in the mirror and singing in the shower. And it's called He Sings. Sitting outside on the concrete steps, clothes drying on the turbine line, watching the skinks fuss, attack, play, my favorite treat on a summer day. The window open over my head, I can hear you in the shower sing. I'm fabulous. Everyone loves me. I'm wonderful. All the ladies want me. From outside the back door, I listen, chuckle as he sings a silly little song, a much better treat than the tiny skinks. His voice rings out an endearing melody. I can't resist him or his little siren song as I enter the back door to join him, following his voice through the house. Come upon him as he leaves the room. We stand outside our bedroom doorway. He laughs as he flips his towel open, gently swings his hips to jingle his bells. Will he wiggle his willy, make me giggle? Oh, yeah, he does every day of the week. He promised he'd get a laugh from me, and he does, with his little song and tease. But in our bed, we both aim to please.
Wow, great read. No, I find this poem absolutely entrancing, the word I want. Endearing. It's absolutely endearing because she creates a real character with just a few strokes of her pen. The hearing him sing, I'm fabulous, everyone loves me. I'm wonderful, all the ladies want me. And she chuckles as he sings a silly little song. And immediately gives us insight into her as a character and into him as a character. And she resolves it beautifully in the last couple of stanzas. But I won't presume to take the whole poem. I'll simply turn it over to Pam.
Yeah, this is just absolutely delightful. I like how she two characters that in and then making each other laugh. This is definitely a poem to make you smile. Well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi?
Yeah, I agree with both of you. It is like an endearing little piece. And I wonder if it's about her late husband that he used to do this. You know, it's written with such raw realness, you know, that it's just like it's something that really happened. So, yeah, just a great share, Cal, and I really enjoyed it.
Thank you, Naomi. And Jean, please.
Well, I thought this was a great piece by Cal for sure. And I agree with everybody. I mean, it really was nicely done. But I like the point that Naomi made about, you know, thinking about maybe she was talking about her husband. And I'm not exactly sure if that's the thought in here. But I really thought that it, you know, I enjoyed the story told, but I enjoyed the honesty of the write because it did feel like, you know, someone was just sharing something real and honest and, you know, being open. And I like that. Whether it's true or it's false, it came across with a great honesty. So, you know, if it wasn't a real story, Cal, you're a great liar. How's that?
Yay!
I'm just playing, you know, got to be me. But, yeah, I thought it was really well done. Too funny. Okay. Now I have to get one for Pam. Oh, Pam. Let's try this one. I'm just bouncing all over the damn place. It's awful. Okay, Pam, here we go. Whenever you're ready.
All right. This is The Fizz by Ruby2446. And it goes like this. Demure by day, in control, challenge-driven, tough, cool, not to be messed with, respected, the professional, they think. But we know different, right? Just us, my downtime companion, lover, you know, your tongue unleashes my imagination, your teasing lights my passion. I love our verbal sexting. Your words strip away that layer, control falls with my dress in a heap with responsibilities, project staff all discarded for the night. Your hands erase the corporate screen. Your fingers change my hard backbone to jelly quivering with need. Your eyes kill that look, him straight in the eye, no compromise, look of the boardroom, and they melt before your sexy gaze. Daytime black, strong coffee, evening always bubbles. You know you get the 1% reserved for you. You pop the cork. Enjoy the fizz and poem.
Thank you, Pam. Well read. Naomi, can we start with you, please?
Yeah, I love how she starts this out, you know. Demure by day and control. You know, the tough cookie there, the 1% professional. And she says, they think. And then, you know, and then she goes into the sexting and the lovemaking. And then she ends it off with, you pop the cork, enjoy the fizz. You know, you get the 1%. Yeah, this is just a great, great composed write all through. I just really, really enjoyed this by Ruby 2,446. Just a great, great write.
Thanks, Naomi. I thought you nailed all the high points quite well. I like the image of a professional woman, a woman tough enough to succeed in the male-dominated business world, a professional. as she says. And yet there is that one person who gets that 1%, the verbal sexting. And she does a great job with that as a theme and the results, as we read. So, a great piece there. And Pam, please.
Yeah, I really liked this. That was a wonderful central write of, you know, how a confident woman that has to put up a front and be bold, as you said, in that male-dominated business world, gets to, you know, unwind and relax and just, you know, be submissive and be taken care of and just really enjoy the pleasures of the moment in the evening. So very well done.
Thanks, Pam. And Jean, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay. Well, I have to say I love this piece. I thought it was an excellent take on that prompt. She gave you 99%, and then she gave you 1%, and she made it all count. And I love that. So great job, for sure. Now, how do I get back to where I need to be? I don't know. There we are. Hey, back. Okay. So let me put up the next piece. I'm going to read this one. And this is Lost in Your Eyes by Passion's Promise. If I can make it large enough, I can read it, we'll be in great shape. Okay. This is written to the prompt. A kiss feels two souls for a moment in time. Twisted up in your delicate size, where daisies and roses entwine, a stream of intimacy has no reins, and I'm lost in your eyes. Wrinkled satin where fingers grasp, moonlight splashes its genuine smile, soft whisper, perk the nipple space, as I trace the stars on your skin for a while. Fingertips danced mid-center pose, as the scent of passion greeted my nose. Oh, the pleasures of hearing your cries as the moon blindfolded its eyes. Soft, sultry legs pressed against bare skin, over my shoulder they dutifully lay. A goddess of such a where to begin, daisy fine kisses, until the last petal I'll stay. Deep in your eyes I will have to fantasize, the movement of the petal's touch, a goddess of love from lows to highs, lust in your kiss brings dreams to my eyes. And foam.
Ooh, well read, dear. Well read.
Mm-hmm.
I appreciate this poem on a number of levels. First of all, it's sensuality, its quality of phrasing. And even though the point is made in the title, Episode of the Lesbian Point of View, I like the fact that there's only one line that might be interpreted to point that out, the wrinkled satin where fingers grasped. Otherwise, it was just a gorgeous feat. Really, really well done. Pam, please. Pam. All right. Naomi, please.
Yeah. Well, I find all through this, there's a delicate, beautiful sensuality of two women being together here. I just feel that, when she talks about the daisies and the roses, and she has the soft whisper perk, the nipples base, and just the way it's written, you can tell, from the vibe of it, the sweetness of it, the elegance of it, that it's two women together here in this, right? So just so well composed here by Passion's Promise. Just a beautiful, beautiful write.
I will try Pam once more. Are you there, Pam? All right, Jean, I guess it's back to you.
Yes, I am. I missed the read, but I did get to read this earlier, and I thought it just was really beautiful. I really liked it all the way through, but especially that third stanza With the fingertips dance mid-center pose as the moon blindfolded its eyes and the ending, deep in your eyes, I will have to fantasize the movement of the petals touch. Wonderful use of imagery and very well done.
Nice.
Thank you, Pam and Jean.
Well, I thought it was a wonderful piece. And it was a beautifully written and well expressed, how did I word it? God, I wish I could remember how I word things. So it was a great expression of the intimate encounter between the two women. Just really nicely done. So thank you, Passions Promise, for writing for the contest. Hope to see you again soon. Absolutely. Okay. Now, where am I going? I read that, so I have to go to Laurent. Okay. Let me go to the next one. Let me just see. I'm probably going to do this wrong. Okay. Pam, I'm counting on you to tell me if I'm wrong. Ron, I put this piece up by Time Teller.
Oh. Am I reading
wrong,
this
Pam?
One? Huh?
No. Laurent.
Oh, is it my turn to read?
No, honey, it's Laurent's turn. I said, catch me if I'm wrong, because I know you always do, you know, if I put up the wrong one for the wrong person. Okay, we're good, I think. Go ahead, Laurent, whenever you're ready.
All right. Sorry, I was endlessly confused there for a moment. This is
so
called Love in the Rain by Time Teller. We have love in the rain. Skin-blessed drops, tingling tongues. We showered and walked along the Seine, umbrellaed by wrapped arms and continuous song. We slithered among each other's dreams, soaking the night with street party joy. We hung on tight within the spaces, water jets and beams, playing with each other like adult toys. We said all those words with revved up engine's tones, and soothed the higher gears with a feathering of touch. We hummed and struck a rhythmic tune. The heat of the shower steamed until much. We had love in the rain, a night in Paris, so near the Seine. We dressed and undressed time and again. Do you remember those showers and our rain? Do you remember the way you felt, hugging me always closer, and you once again tripped and knelt? Do you remember our games of fun? So short was our time before we had to run. We were lovers in our rain, arriving together on a train, spent the weekend near the Seine. End poem.
Nice reading.
Okay. Where shall we go? We have such a choice. Naomi, Pam. Naomi, Pam. All right, Pam, go ahead. You got it.
Oh, I think this is just absolutely wonderful. I really like the imagery all the way through, but especially we slithered among each other's dreams, soaking the night with street party joy. And we had love in the rain, a night in Paris. And, you know, I think that's just wonderfully, like, kind of old black and white movie romantic. Excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi, please.
Yeah, I just love the whole nostalgic vibe around this poem. That's so brilliantly written, and you know, the ending there. We were lovers in our rain, arriving together on a train. Spent the weekend near the Seine. You know, what a beautiful, passionate tale. You know, it's just has that certain aura around it, like Pam said there, of an old movie. So just so well written, Time Teller. Just bravo on this piece.
Thank you, Naomi. Yeah, the fourth stanza spoke, I think, the most to me, because just because of its tone, it was a little shorter. We had love in the rain and night in Paris, so near the Seine. We dressed and undressed time and again. Do you remember those showers and our rain? I think you pointed that line out. It's particularly appropriate. And that brings us to Jean.
Well, I thought this was a great expression of a beautiful encounter shared by two. Just, I thought it was a lovely piece and very nicely done. So thank you so much, Time Teller. Appreciate it. Okay. And the next piece I have up is going to be Casey Day. And I have an audio for that. So give me a second. I'm going to click that button.
A spring shower. It starts with a slow trickle. A misting over glass, we grasp at subtleties, then suddenly there's thunder. A kiss, wet lips, a shudder, holding our intentions in our chest, obsessed with a tender tingle, lightning, bathing in electricity, we dance like ocean tides, hiding parts of our hearts inside each other, sweat and bedsheets. Our eyes meet, I taste the sweetness of you like morning dew. I beg the sun to stay away, oh, but I'll set and she'll rise, leaving rainbows in your eyes, and I, oh, I, just another cloud in your sky.
Bravo. I had the absolute pleasure of encountering this poem a number of months ago, and at that point I said, the thunder is in the kiss, the dance, a powerful metaphor for the physicality of the two, but then those last five lines, powerful and moving without the regret of being overdone, you seem to accept your replacement with a poem, very clever and well written. I enjoyed the levels of varying intensity that she brought to this read. I think it added so much of the poet's voice to help us enjoy the piece. Beautifully done. And Pam, your comments?
Yeah, I thought this was a wonderful sensual write. I really like there's thunder, a kiss, wet lips, a shudder, holding our intentions in our chests. Obsessed. I like the word obsessed and the whole idea that two people are that strongly attracted to each other, that strongly need each other. You know, just a wonderful write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Naomi?
Bathing in electricity, we dance like ocean tides, hiding parts of our hearts inside each other. And the way she wrote each other, like together, you know, the bathing, the feeling of the electricity through the air that's all throughout this poem. It's very, very enticing. And just an amazing write by Casey Day and an amazing read also. So I just enjoyed this so much.
Thank you, Naomi. Let's get Jean's comment.
Yeah, I thought this, again, was an excellent piece. I thought it was well written and a great audio as well. I really enjoyed it. I think that she really was onto something here. And, it's good. She placed in two contests, I see. Nice job. Great job, Casey. Thank you. Okay. Now, next, I have Naomi. Can you read this one for me, please?
You have the SoundCloud?
Oh, yeah. You want me to? I can play the SoundCloud. Sure. Wait, let me see. Do I have the SoundCloud? No, I don't. Am I supposed to? I don't have one.
You don't
if
have
you
one?
Want to chat.
Okay. It's okay.
But if you
no,
want,
no,
can...
I'll just read it. Okay. Oh, that 1%. Oh, I can be so deliciously divine. darling, you know that, with a wide, contagious smile, with bubbly, wild, bubbly bursts, laughter, fluttering eyelashes above dreamy gray blue eyes, strawberry blushed lips that whisper, chérie, I've missed you so, as I greet you at the door with a warm kiss and a sunny bonjour, hair ascending in hushes of honey, angelic, innocent, all ivory silkiness as a poupée de porcelain, dressed in an apron of daffodils and daisies, fragrances of lily rose, lavender, raspberry bath. I take your hand, guide you to the couch. Sit. Relax, darling. I'll be right back. I swivel, you swallow and stare as my derrière dances away with every enticing sway of my hips, your thirsty eyes drifting up to the pearly pink of my neck, down the smoothness of my back to dip into its dewy arch, downward yet past my thighs to the curve of my legs as I glide away slowly on shiny red stilettos, nothing, nothing at all, but bare skin brushing against apron strings, sun-streaked swirls stroking satiny shoulders. You lick your lips as I glance back and wink. Welcome home, mon amour. I return from the kitchen, offer you a fresh iced beer, kneel before you, and start unbuckling your belt. Are you comfortable? Was it a long day at work? Are you happy to be home, hon? And you growl a deep throaty, oh, hell yes. And pump.
Great job.
Wow. You want to read that again? You have my permission. No. Okay. I return from the kitchen, offer you a fresh iced tea, kneel before you, and start unbuckling your belt. Now, that is not the most beautiful of the phrases or the stanzas in this particular poem, because you do a gorgeous job of moving through that. I mean, you painted a sensual picture beautifully and gracefully and enticingly. And then you move to that stanza. And I thought that the change in tone at that point was perfectly timed, a move from the beautifully phrased to the downright practical, a beer and an unbuckled belt. And I thought, I just had to smile at that point because I appreciated what you did on the behalf of he whose belt was unbuckled. Well done. And Pam, please.
Yeah, this is a wonderful central right. Really a great read there, Naomi. And, you know, I like this all the way through on a technical level. I like the way that you centered your stanzas. I really like the imagery of downward yet past my thighs, the curve of my legs, like glide away slowly on shiny cherry stilettos. You know, I think this is just a wonderful interaction of intimacy, a great way to end the night. It's sensual and fun and playful and sexy. And I really like, of course, that besides the dance, you also offer up the ice cold beer. So nice touches there. Very well done.
Yes, indeed. And Jean, please.
Well, Naomi, I thought this was excellent. Not only did you paint a picture, but you painted a panoramic picture. This just, from the beginning to the end, you could just kind of watch it play in front of you. The imagery was wonderful. the story was wonderful, and, you know, it was sensual as hell. So, you know, kudos to you, that's for sure. Great piece. Much enjoyed.
Thank you, Phil.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome. It's, yeah, it's cracking up. I was cracking up. I said, woo, she got this one nailed. I love that image, that prompt. So, you know, the ones that are coming through from that are kind of like, yeah, that's exactly it right there. Okay, so here we go. I'm going to put up a piece by Weaver of Dreams. And I have an audio for that. Yeah, let me find it.
You promised me 10,000 goodnight kisses, so every inch of my body would feel your lips. Feather light, soft and moist, you nip and tease. Exquisite tension builds slowly as desire grips. Relaxed at first, languid limbs begin to tense and quiver. Heightened sensitivity makes me gasp with pleasure, pain. As your kisses gradually move down my eager body, your attention to every curve makes me your domain. You ignite in me a need I neither know nor want. No one else has affected me or exposed this wanton side. You lead me on, seeking and exciting every nerve end, thereby allowing both pain and pleasure to collide.
Thank you for putting up the text, because it sounded beautiful.
I thought I had when I was on this.
Yeah. I like the, some of the lines on this. Are, you ignite in me a need I neither know nor want. No one else has affected me or exposed this wanton side. Was this based on the song A Thousand Kisses Deep by any chance?
I don't think so. Prompt 4, I think that might have been the 1,000 goodnight kisses, I think.
At any rate, it's I enjoy the dichotomy between the way she seems to enjoy to the point where she is not sure whether she wants this because of the way. That's a very sophisticated observation, I think. And well done. Let's see. Bam, please.
Yeah, I really liked the title, A Journey. And this is a really wonderful sensual write. I particularly liked that second stanza with, as your kisses gradually move down my eager body, your attention to every curve makes me your domain. Wonderful write here and very well done.
Thank you, Pam and Naomi.
I love the last two lines. You lead me on, seeking and exciting every nerve end, thereby allowing both pain and pleasure to collide. That's so intense there, the mixture of the two, the pain and you know, pleasure, that it's such pleasure that it's almost painful. You know, and she repeats that pleasure and pain throughout the write in here, and yeah, this is an amazing write by Weaver. Just amazing. Thank you, Weaver, for sharing this.
Thank you, Naomi. Come on down, Jean Marie.
Okay, well, I thought it was an excellent piece as well. I thought it was nicely penned, and I very much enjoyed it. I thought it was a great job. And I did not go and look at the prompt. I should have. But I think it was 1,000 kisses goodnighter. I'm pretty sure that's what it said. So, But excellent work. Okay. Next one I have up. Sam, I'm going to put this one up for you. And then I think we're going to run Laurent
okay.
And then run some more audio, if I'm lucky enough.
All right. This is Your Cigarette by T. Renee Dree, and it goes like this. draw me like a cigarette. Let me ease your mind while beginning grinning your lungs. Allow me to unwind you as I would a lock of hair from a roller or gauze you from a limb. Loosen you up like laces on a shoe. Soothe you with my smoke. Inhale me over and over and over. Ask for more. I'll answer your shame. Shake my ashes off. When I rise, you rise like hairs on the neck, stiff as spindles. Dwindle me, wear me into the air. Luckily, my scent will linger long enough to entrance you with tranquility, enhance your ability to emancipate your inhibition. I wish to inhibit the inside, stir myself in your sternum until I disperse, add heat to your heart while I tease your heart, bounce it, pound it, revolve myself around it like a moon to Jupiter. Consume my youth, my jubilant juvenescence, so it can ripen you like wine. Imbibe my breath, then I'll bring yours. Hang me like a door from its hackneyed hinges. I'll tinge your tongue with a tart taste. Make haste so you don't get anxious. Don't lose patience. Taste yourself. Take me to your in your fingers. Take a puff. Let it go. I know you don't let go usually. Use me until I'm no more. Use me until you need more. End poem.
Nice job.
I like that read. Nicely done, Pam. If you had told me that a good prompt was your cigarette and do it sensually, I would have said, yeah, yeah, I suppose you could do that in a sort of a limited way. Now I've changed my mind completely. I am absolutely enthralled with it. She uses the cigarette so cleverly in so many different ways. I especially like consume my youth, my jubilant juvenescence, so it can ripen you like wine, imbibe my breath. Then I'll binge yours, hang me like a door from its hackneyed hinges. I'll tinge your tongue with a tart taste. Good writing all the way through this piece without completely denying the effect of addiction. Use me until you need more. I think she's straddled a line very skillfully there. All right, Naomi, how about your comment?
Oh, yeah, this is so cleverly written. The way she took the cigarette and she, you know, just used it as and turned it into like a herself, a person personified it. And she became the cigarette. And, you know, all the ways that you smoke and you use a cigarette until, you know, you become utterly addicted, you know. This is just so witty and clever and brilliantly written. Just bravo, bravo, bravo.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam.
Yeah, absolutely. This is very clever. Wonderful extended metaphor of that addiction and sensuality that comes from smoking or even from being addicted to somebody. You know, I really like Dwindle Me, Wear Me Into the Air. Luckily, my scent will linger. Excellent write and very well done.
Thank you, Pam. And Jean?
Yes, I thought this was a great piece as well. I thought it was clever and I thought it was intriguing, the use of that metaphor. I don't know anything about addiction to cigarettes. I don't do that anymore. So I'm just saying. But it was a great piece, and I enjoyed it. So thank you very much, Trinay. Okay. Next, I have a piece by Poetic Picasso, and then I have Laurent's piece, and then I have Sapphire Rose. So just saying, I'd like to get them all rolled out and enjoyed. So here we go. I'm going to start this audio. Thank you.
tell me the truth. You desire me. Our tempted selves beg to awaken a naked passion of our carnal flesh, liberate the suppression of our resistance to our natural desires, and be completely enraptured in the sensual bliss of an erotic moment where our venturous lips traverse the boundaries of sin and taboos. Let me be the sound conductor to your orgasmic orchestra, the spark igniting a rampant fire between your trembling thighs, the melting moisture of the sweat drenching you from head to toe, until our sounds echo the thunder of a roaring tempest so merciless. We wrap ourselves more in the sultry sheets under the exotic moonlight, burning deep inside the infernal lust of our mystical incarnation, as the blistering fever of our bodies reach the crescendo of climax, and our impassioned kisses become a flooding cascade of wild pleasure. Our ancient selves speak in a secret language of their own creation. Our bodies are the sacred vessel in the embodiment of expression. In this night is only the seduction to the breath of a sexual exploration, for we are the physical manifestation of the longing arousal of two souls. Tu cuerpo es mi excitación, el templo sagrado que venero, tus labios mis pétalos de floración, tu alma eternamente complazco. Your body is my excitement, the sacred temple that I venerate. Your lips, my petals of deflowerment. Your soul, eternally pleased. Tell me the truth, baby. In the pool.
Nice SoundCloud, Frank. Well done. Well, once again, and not without any lack of anticipation, Frank takes us there. He takes us to that special spot and does it linguistically, sensually, passionately. A great deal of passion, as a matter of fact. And what a nice way to wrap it up. Your body is my excitement, the sacred temple that I venerate. Your lips, my petals of deflowerment. Your soul, eternally pleased. Tell me the truth. Nicely done. Okay, Naomi?
Yeah, I love that ending too, but I also love the in the first stanza there, and be completely enraptured in the sensual bliss of an erotic moment when our venturous lips traverse the boundaries of sin and taboos. I just love that sin, the boundaries of sin and taboos. That just comes and gets me, you know, the word sin and taboos. I just love that in there. And but all throughout him being the chef of the orchestra, you know, in that second stanza too. But all throughout, like Frank can do it, just most passionate and enticing, right? All throughout, just wraps you in the, inside the passionate lines all through. So Amazing, amazing right here, Frank, again.
Thank you, Naomi. And Pam?
Yeah, this is a beautiful and passionate sensual rite all the way through. My particularly favorite stanzas are, we wrap ourselves more in the sultry sheets under the exotic moonlight, and the one after that, with our ancient souls speak in a secret language of their own creation. I like how that line there provides a sense of physical attraction that stands there, but also the emotional attraction. So very well done.
Thank you, Pam and Jean.
Yeah, I thought this was a great piece. It is very sensual. It's nicely penned, a great imagery and wonderful expression of thought to wrap. And I absolutely loved his take on the prompt, because the prompt was, again, the kiss seals two souls for a moment in time. And I think he did a wonderful job pulling that prompt in. So nice work, Frank. Thanks for sharing with us. And next, and the next thing I have up my sleeve is, Laurent, I'm going to put your piece up.
Okay. This is called We Weren't Done Yet. She was 99% perfect, virtually an earthbound saint. But when I wanted to laugh and enjoy a little sin, she was not 100% all in. Like the soap, pure as driven snow, always there to help her neighbor. Never mind the time of day. Cleaning, cooking, working hard. There existed no better child of God. But I was the devil and got behind her, accessing her areas of weakness, opening dormant erotic doors, lifting her esprit libéré beyond pure carnal with the universal bond. An innocent drink proffered, a timely foot rub to loosen her mood, tired shoulders massaged with love. Second drink I brought unasked. Third libation brought down her mask. When the skin is alive with feeling, the devil can start his dealing. A proper touch, but not too much. And the angel folds her wings, fingers strumming her velvet strings. To swirl, to climb and fly so high, her soprano voice now liberated. Faster I grasped her. Release was nigh. Our spiritual bond was consummated. All manner of sin equally elevated. Come dawn, the angel expressed regret. Pious, she prayed, we weren't done yet. End poem.
Hey, yeah. Just leave it to the mute button. That was a great job, Laurent. Great reading, great write. Naomi, do you want to start us off on this one?
Yeah, I just love this. I love the playfulness throughout it. I'd love a man to do this. Bring me a drink even, you know, if I didn't ask him. Give me a foot rub. Do all these wonderful things, you know. Although I'm not too good at cooking and cleaning and working hard in the house. Yeah, I'm not real good. But, yeah, and then to end it, and the ending there brought me a chuckle there. Come dawn, the angel expressed regret. Pious, she prayed, we weren't done yet. So she wants more. Yeah, just a delightful write all through. So well composed, Laurent. I just love this.
Thank you very much, Naomi.
And Pam, how about you?
Oh, I thought this was a wonderful sensual rite all the way through. I really liked that stanza, but I was the devil and got behind her, accessing her areas of weakness. And also, when the skin is alive with feeling, the devil can start his dealing. Just really clever play on words and real clever lines. And I just really like the whole, like, interaction and connection throughout this entire rite. Beautifully written and very well done.
Thank you, Ben.
Mm-hmm. Well, Lauren, I thought it was great. I thought it was sensual and playful. A great story was told throughout, and I enjoyed your ending couplet very much. It was nice. It was fun. Gave you a smile. So, wonderful job. Mm-hmm.
Merci.
Yep, yep, yep. Okay, and I have the next one up by Sapphire Rose. And let me hit the button. I always have a button.
Touch me deep for all eternity. Your arms wrap around my waist. Warm lips kiss along the delicate skin at the back of my neck. This simple act pulls soft moans from my parted lips. With closed eyes, I lean my head back to rest against yours, whispering, squeeze me, mold me. Your masculine frame pressing taut against mine. Your touch moves across my porcelain core. The warmth created more than enough to ward off the dip in temperature. We spend our days wrapped up in each other, bodies merged, all five senses bursting at the seams. Narrate this love story with me, but instead of using ink, kiss the words from my mouth, pull the plot from my scandalous thoughts, so you can empty my vault of secrets and be my lock and key. Give me memories filled with feelings. Touch me deep for all eternity. End poem.
As usual, well done. Pam, can you start us off, please?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is absolutely beautiful. You know, you're right. She just always, her reads are wonderful. She has a way with sensual rites. I like how this is both sensual and romantic. Whispering, squeeze me, mold me, your masculine frame pressing taut against me. And we spend our days wrapped up in each other, bodies merged, all five senses bursting at the seams. I like that she brings all five senses in there. So excellent rite and very well done.
Thank you. And Naomi?
Oh, yeah, this is so well written. And like Pam said, it's both romantic and very sensual. You know, narrate this love story with me, but instead of using ink, kiss the words from my mouth, pull the plot from my scandalous thoughts, so you can empty my vault of secrets. You know, that's just one brilliant writing right there. I just love that. Yeah, so well done, Sapphire Rose. Just bravo, bravo.
Thanks, Naomi. I'm going to leave my comments in text so we can get one more in. Gene?
Oh, well, I didn't know I was going to get one more in, so let me go find one. Okay, Pam, can I get you to read this next one? Oh, you know what? Never mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got to find one though. Hang on, because I changed my mind about the last one. No, I don't know that we're going to do another one. Let me see. No. The other ones I have left are all male pieces, and Laurent's got a pain in his jaw, so we're not going to do that.
Okay.
So, sorry about that. Anyway, I hope everyone had a good night tonight. I enjoyed it. I hope everyone else did as well. It was fun. It was, it was fun. I have great prompts, great writes. I enjoyed the company. Thank you, Pam. Thank you, Naomi. Thank you, Laurent, for co-hosting, as always. And thank you, Sapphire. Thank you, Frank. Thank you, Robbie. Thank you. Anyone I might have missed that's been in the room on and off all night. I appreciate you all. And hopefully you all had a good time and hope to see you again soon. I'll be back, I don't know, in like 3-4 weeks, something like that. I'll be back in a couple of days. But on Wednesday, I'll be back in 3-4 weeks. So, as I said, anything that wasn't read tonight will definitely be read on Friday. And if it's not read on Friday, we'll be doing a show on Saturday. So thank you, everyone, for participating, and it was a blast. Thanks, guys. We got 5 minutes to go, but
you.
I can't see straight.
Good night.
Good night, hon. There's no late night show tonight. Tomorrow night is, who's tomorrow night? Is it Richard? Oh, am I alone? I'm alone. I don't know if it's Richard or not. I think it is. So tune in tomorrow, 10 o'clock, for In Our Craft and Soul and Art. And thanks, everybody.